You are very red today, Manny.
Yeah, it just happened to be the sweater I
Are
was
we
wearing
about
right now, so.
to start a gang war?
That's not the first time I've been asked that, which is really weird.
Oh, I'm sorry then. Were you wearing the same outfit? Because that would explain it.
No, actually, wearing a different outfit, believe it or not.
Oh man. God, what was it? There was some other like pop culture reference I made to like a Bloods and Crips war, and oh, it was an anime thing. That's what it was. Of course it was, talking about one of the let's face it, one of the harem anime we watched, not necessarily one with active sexual encounters. It's one of those where multiple girls are into one guy type thing. And I related like one of the characters to Bloods and the other one to Crips, because their hair was blue. So yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, you know, sometimes in those situations, the fight for like best girl can end up being like gang warfare on the internet. Ridiculous how people and their waifus can become. Hello everybody, and that's the wrong one. Hello everybody, welcome to the
You're all wrong today.
daily cup of genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, and Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all your favorite podcast apps like Apple and Spotify, Google, and even Amazon. So
We
yeah,
have a
I'm
glitchy collar today.
yeah, I know, right? It's like a stumble. Once you kind of start tripping, you gotta kind of just
Oh yeah,
fall, pause, get
and
back
not
up.
gracefully, you fall like Shaquille O'Neal.
There you go. I'm Kyle. That's Manny, and I actually come bearing good news, ladies
Good
and
news.
gentlemen. I come bearing relatively good tidings for fans of movies, fans of comic book movies in particular, and fans of Spider-Man even more
Spider-Man.
on point. So, according to Time, and let me get the wrong browser, that is Firefox. Sorry, I don't remember why I was watch out, cat, sharing through Firefox last time, but it needs to be Chrome. There we go. Okay, so where was I? According to Time and a interview with Bad Bunny, who is supposed to have been starring in a Spider-Man spin-off, El Muerto, Bad Bunny revealed that filming has not taken place. He feigned confusion, according to Time. And Bad Bunny's publicist added that the film is at, quote, at a standstill. Later, the publicist explained that El Muerto is in development, quote. Time noted that Sony representative declined to comment on the record. To me, it sounds like. Stop, cat. To me, it sounds like normal Hollywood stuff. Just because we haven't said anything doesn't mean that it's not happening, but it definitely doesn't mean that it is either. The point being is that these types of confusions have been seen before in Star Wars movies that aren't getting made, Marvel projects that aren't getting made. So if history repeats itself, good news, everyone. Another shitty Spider-Man spinoff looks like it might not get made. Do you think this has anything to do with Morbius's awful performance, and rumblings, you know, that aren't very positive for Madame Web and Kraven, or maybe even reactions aren't good? What do you think, Manny?
I don't know. I'm just happy that it's probably not getting made. Bad Bunny's
So
very
bad.
talented, and he is great for the music industry, and I'll even say the wrestling industry, just pop culture in general. But for this character, you needed a Mexican team to get it done, because Lucha Libre is tradition, and it is. I'm not saying they don't wrestle in Puerto
Yeah,
Rico.
yeah.
I'm just saying this is a Mexican story, and you should have had somebody else on it. So to kind of backtrack and have them, for whatever reason, not do it makes me happy. Either way, it's just kind of a weird spinoff to do. So I don't know. I'm glad it's not happening. Well, I'm glad it seems like it's not happening.
Yeah.
At least this version of it.
Yes. The whole problem always was with Sony's idea of villain spinoff stuff is you can't afford to put a Spider-Man in all of them. Even if you rotated Garfield, Maguire, and Holland, you know, they're all going to command a big salary, and there's just no good way to do villains in general. Sure, they made the Joker work, but it's more of, that's a complicated film. It's not so much Joker. Anyways, good movie, relatively. But it's really hard to make most villains work in a movie on their own. Especially these days where, because of you want to sell toys, or even though I bought toys of outright bad guys in the past, or you're afraid of upsetting the wrong group. Everyone needs their villains to be sympathetic, empathetic, or some other pathetic. I don't ever believe they can really just do good villain solo stories these days. That's why when the guy that did Legion wanted to do a Doom, Victor Von Doom series, I'm like, no, stop. You need interaction with what makes the villain the villain, and that's the hero. And in this business where everything is connected, that gets expensive really, really fast. So,
well, the thing usually is that villains are a reflection of qualities that are insecure qualities of the heroes, I should say.
Yeah.
And so to not have that partnership and not have that mirror, in other words, where you could reflect on, like, for example, Batman's a very good example of this, because you can, it's like glaringly obvious what those are. Like the Joker is his sense of justice versus the Joker's anarchy, his way of dealing with his family's money versus the Penguin's kind of hierarchy, always wanting to be part of that hierarchy of rich people.
Yeah.
and you know, his love life, you can see through Catwoman as far as like how messed up it is, and so on and so on and so on. So if you don't have that, sometimes it makes it kind of difficult to kind of explore those characters. It works sometimes, but not always.
No, it's
like a Green Goblin movie would not work.
No, not at all. Not at all. And like I said, the Joker himself is a unique character, but it's also the unique way they approached it in that film that makes it work without Batman. You know, you don't have to have there's a reason, like, so many of the villains in Spider-Man, and even other villains with Batman, where Batman's more closely related to them, where the origins are so similar or follow similar beats or have similar cast members, it makes it all very, very, very entangled. Venom being one of the biggest ones. The whole reason Venom hates Spider-Man so much is Peter rejecting him.
Rejected him, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Venom hates that aspect, and it matters, man. It matters to see that, and really you combine that Venom hatred of Spider-Man with that Eddie hatred of Peter, and those two coming together, and it creates that character that we all know and love from the comics. Having this teenaged, you know, space sludge just come down and attach itself to an activist journalist doesn't quite make the same creature, you know? So
You tell China that.
I know. God dang it. And then the U.S. did not help. Did not help, especially with the second one. And I know it didn't make bank, but it made relatively decent money and was encouraging. And oh my God, man, the just Sony. Thank you for all the good stuff, like the Suzume stuff and the Crunchyroll stuff. But man, you guys gotta get rid of Amy, man. or something. You gotta get her choices of projects under control. Aunt May's spy movie, like, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Anyways, that was my good news. I want to know, Manny, moving on to the Marvel's trailer, something we were all discussing in our Discord, which you guys can find a link to in the discussion box down below. But we were discussing this trailer there, and most everyone kind of had the same feels. Which is to say, meh.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to explain your level of meh on on the Marvels? As I'm trying to get the damn browser to load up. Anyways, go ahead, Manny. What did you think?
I think my biggest issue is Brie Larson looks like she's never happy to be on set. As far as her performance as Captain Marvel, it feels very stiff and very forced. While this is a good point. While the actress that plays Kamala seems like she's having a really good time playing the character.
Yeah, that is true.
So there's that opposite that you could even see, and you could almost like I see it very vividly in the trailer. So that's points to the actress that plays Kamala, but just Brie Larson is just kind of like, I don't know, man. Like, there's nothing about her performance that emotes any kind of emotion for me. As far as like, I care about the superhero. Yeah, she's powerful. So what?
Yeah.
And then if you pair that with the fact that Captain Marvel was not a good movie and it was released at the wrong time,
Definitely released at the wrong time. I wouldn't say it was a bad movie, though.
Like, it was a bad movie.
I've consistently rated that movie at like a solid C+. Like, it was not the worst of Marvel. Like, there are worse Marvel
movies.
It wasn't
even... Yeah, but there's a whole lot more.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and God, that, yeah. It wasn't offensive. It just wasn't... It was not special. It was bland. It was almost boring. If it weren't for Fury...
and the cat
and Mikkel, it's the Australian actor that plays Talos. If it wasn't for those characters, it would have been boring, but that managed to make it just kind of, and Coulson every now and then kind of made it, you know, pass. Kamala, man, I liked the first like two and a half episodes of Miss Marvel. I thought they were going to have this real fun, traditional coming of age type adventure, something that is easily multi-layered. Everyone comes of age, if you will. Everyone goes through puberty and teenage stuff, rebelling against your parents and trying to, you know, show yourself to be independent, assert your identity. Like, we can all relate to that. And then you allow, hey, it's also a female led story, so females can. And then you go to the, well, she's also a Muslim, and you get into that I don't want to use demographic, but that layer So you create this multi-layered character, and it was working, and then the story just it fell apart, and then the finale was just juvenile, and then you lacklusterly officially introduce mutants via her. It ruined what was a good start. She was the best part of this trailer in my mind as well. Very energetic, just kind of like that first couple of episodes and little individual points throughout the rest of the series. You guys can see Nick and I review Ms. Marvel here on the channel. Marvel Multiverse Mayhem is the name of that show. Playlists, easiest way to check out our stuff. But it fell apart. And then Monica, I liked her in WandaVision. I liked her character. I liked her. The actress did well, and then we just never saw anything again. Yeah. And it's been a while, and it's been even longer since really dealing with Captain Marvel herself. And like we said, it's a meh at best movie. It was used at the wrong time, and she's boring.
Yep.
She's boring, and I just don't care. I want to. I wish this movie all the success in the world. Hopefully it makes bank so it helps theaters out. Keep people employed locally at their theaters and stuff like that. But I honestly cannot say that I see this movie in theaters.
Oh, I'll watch it in theaters.
maybe you can do Marvel Multiverse Mayhem with Nick then for it, because I really and it, a lot of it's going to kind of depend on
Guardians
Secret Invasion.
Oh yeah, okay.
And how well that does for me to even give a damn, because maybe if you came back knowing how I won't listen to Nick's opinion on it, but if you were like, Kyle, please, I think you'll actually like this movie, I'd probably go see it. I trust your like judgment on something like that. I think after doing the show for a couple of years, you kind of know what I would or wouldn't get. But other than someone trusted saying, hey, I do think this is worth your time, I don't think I will. I think this will
you're
be
you're gonna watch it.
No,
whatever, man.
But yeah. In theaters, I don't think I will.
You're gonna end up watching it. So
I didn't finish Eternals.
That I don't remember having that movie. I think I fell asleep. All I remember from that day is apologizing to my brother for taking him to it.
You're a bad sibling.
Awful. I was like, this movie's so bad. I'm so sorry. I did not see this coming. So the way I'm approaching it, it basically is there is no evidence to tell me that this is going to be good. Hopefully I am surprised by something in it that makes it enjoyable. That's all I have left, because I can't rank the movie, whatever, review the movie without having watched it. So
yeah,
because as we know very well, trailers can be very deceiving.
You also don't have anything built.
That's what I said. I don't have any evidence to say this is going to be good, but people are like it like they do with every trailer. Oh god, it's going to be so good! It looks so fun! Blah blah blah. It's like, so the same thing with Ant-Man, guys. We're very excited about Kang.
Mm-mm.
At the end of the day, it didn't really pan
Marvel
out.
Has been shitting their pants for weeks, man.
Yeah, they've backtracked on things. What happened to that big old slate we saw at San Diego last year with like 120 projects of like every character we don't want? It's like it seriously seemed like for every series there was one character that kind of stood out.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh,
spin off. Yep.
You don't need it. Just have them show up in something else.
Yeah.
There's And
well, that was that Phil Disney Plus thing, man. That's what that was.
Oh, that cost money to fill Disney Plus?
Oh, yeah. And subscriptions aren't enough? You mean all of that, all of the household outside of the household password sharing? Frack. You mean all of that is harmful to the ability to produce more content? Come on now. Didn't you know people are entitled to their entertainment and it must come at little to no cost? And you better not stop producing it or lower the quality or quantity. They'll freak out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been interesting to say the least. Because we said it early on, and while everybody laughed and pointed just at Warner for everything that they did, they were very ambitious and made a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, so did Disney. Did the exact same thing. The only ones who were kind of chugging along over there is Peacock and NBC Universal, because they were able to find a niche in having some of the subscription services be part of Xfinity, as well as including WWE, which has a large audience.
And another thing that really helps Disney is most of their back catalog stuff is in-house. It's not licensed. A lot of Warner Brothers stuff, especially on the animation side, were licensed. Yeah. And that's why they were able to pull certain things, stop things on their service and say, hey, we can sell it to someone, someone else's, is because they might hold the licensing for it. But it's not necessarily making it's layered, guys, and
I mean, I'm happy they're kind of getting it together now, because I just want good stuff. So go back to your old model where you were giving us really cool stuff from phase 1 through 3. Because right now you're just throwing stuff at the wall, and there's a couple things like, yeah, it's pretty good, but nothing feels like before. And right now you don't have an Avengers team that I care about.
No,
you don't have a Coulson, you don't have a Fury. Oh, I guess Fury's there,
but, somewhat.
You don't have a character that's kind of tying everything together that I'm rooting for. Coulson was that character. And I mean, you really don't have a superstar either.
No.
Anthony Mack, Sebastian Stan, maybe, are your biggest stars?
Maybe Holland. Holland or Strange.
Yeah, Strange. That was the other one. But everyone else is really bland and kind of mid.
Good.
It sucks, man. Because they're the ones that, and like, we can talk like this. They're the ones that set the bar.
Yeah, they are. They are.
They're the ones who,
they set our expectations, not us. They took us on that. They took us on that slight little roller coaster before getting to phase 3 and just taking us on the highest of highs, going through, in my humble opinion, going through Far From Home, which I really enjoyed, because we got Mysterio with the fishbowl head. Like, we actually got that. There's no way on God's green earth that Sony would have ever done that without it being a Marvel Studios co-production thing. You will never convince me that Sony would have done what they did with Mysterio. So for that, thank you, Kevin Feige, for talking some sense into
Miss
Pascal.
That.
Anyways, where was I going with that?
I don't know. You were talking about about the Marvels trailer.
Oh, yeah, we just talking about like the superstar of a thing, and expectations and how high expectations were. Not everything had to be an end game or Infinity War level event.
No.
Like I said, I loved Far From Home. And not just for Mysterio, although that is the best part. I'm not grabbing my Mysterio figure from up there. But yeah, man, that you're right. It's just like The biggest problem is everything has been so meh to just bad, with very, very little good. And what's been good is like individual episodes or chunks of episodes in a series. It where's the interest? And I honestly think that this Marvel situation with Guardians and Flash being outliers because of what they have going for them, Batman nostalgia in Flash and the ending of a trilogy of James Gunn films. I really think that Phase 4 may have watered down comic book movies and that fatigue we've talked about, not necessarily you and I, but we as the industry of entertainment, journalists, podcasters, and fans have been saying, you know, fatigue, comic book movie fatigue. I think Marvel Phase 4 may have actually caused it. We'll know for sure come 2025. Imagine if Superman Legacy is the greatest Superman movie ever made and it tanks.
I don't know, man. That's a James Gunn film. That's Superman.
Think about it. If it I'm not saying it. I'm not saying there's anything except for that's to me, that's the litmus test. That right there. If comic book movie fatigue is real, then Superman Legacy comes out and it doesn't do well.
I'm not going to put it all on that movie because the thing is superhero films have been happening since forever. And so I don't think there'll ever be an actual fatigue. What will happen is just certain studios with certain films are not going to be able to do well. I mean, you're not going to be able to do a
you might only get like one or two MCU films a year instead of three.
You shouldn't have three. Like
three is sustainable. Three in my mind is sustainable. They did it for phase three.
I know, but I don't think in this climate that we are now, as far as moviegoers, we're not in a three movie per studio, as far as like an MCU thing, because you're still gonna have your shows and everything. But 100% is watered down, and the problem is that as they keep coming out with them and they're just not doing good, then it's like, yeah, I'm not as excited as for the next Marvel film. Like I didn't really like Guardians 2, so
I did overall.
It was just anyway. So for 3, it's kind of like, yeah, sure, like I like the characters, so let's wrap this, like they're wrapping it up, so all right, let's wrap this up. For the Marvels, I'm like, I don't even know what direction you guys are going, for what, like, why I should even care, because most of the time, it just ended up being that Captain Marvel was off screen saving a planet somewhere,
yep. So,
or some other universe. I mean, that's her job, whatever. But I almost think that she works better in the series or something like that, because you can see those little mini adventures or whatnot.
You could, but then you couldn't afford it.
Yeah, no. I know, but that's what you get for hiring certain people like that. Yeah, which is fine. Yeah.
Like keeping Jennifer Lawrence throughout the
Jesus Christ,
other shitty X-Men movies.
That's not what fans say. They're very excited to get those X-Men back, Kyle.
Oh man, which one do they go with? Do they I don't think they bring back Lawrence. I think they bring back Famke Janssen, whatever. I think they bring her back, the first Jean Grey from the first three movies. I think
I will tell you, no, they will not.
Why?
I just have my reasons.
Okay. Well, regardless, you're gonna get some Foxmen. Besides, the Foxmen are all connected anyways, Manny, didn't you know?
They made it connected in
Days of Future Past. Yeah, which was outside of Quicksilver, it's not all that great of a movie.
I like that. I like that one. We finally got Sentinels.
It's one of the best, but it's also you're talking about the best turd in a pile of turds. you know, and the Sentinel design with the big fan in the middle and stuff like that. Fox always afraid of Fox and Sony were always so afraid to embrace they were always afraid to embrace comic accurate things. You know, Fox never wanted the X-Men in spandex, always had them in black leather flight suits and shit. Sony didn't want to try to go Green Goblin comics style. They went with Power Rangers style. And they would have never given us Mysterio. I hated that. While Marvel will sit there and be like, no, do it like the comics. Make it look like the comics. Almost every suit. I mean, they even let Joss Whedon put in a pretty damn near classic colored comic accurate Captain America suit, you know, including the helmet with wings on the side. Like they went that way, you know. I don't know. I get so frustrated over the past of comic book movies. I really do.
Everyone has their own interpretation of them, you know, and that's what they decided to go with. I mean, some people put underwear on their Superman, some people don't.
I mean, it's kind of like that aspect of if it never changed, you wouldn't know, or if it never happened, you wouldn't mm-hmm. know, right? So if we never got the MCU, if all we ever got were Sony and Fox style comic book movies, would I be as disappointed in Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2? And God, I wish I could forget Spider-Man 3 and the Amazing series.
Yeah.
But does it mean that I would be as disappointed in them as I am these days? Probably not. I'd probably look more fondly on Spider-Man 2. But compared to what we have gotten, compared to the MCU films, compared to the quality of storytelling and things like Captain America: Civil War, like it's hard to go back and enjoy it the exact same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I just play devil's advocate. Just kind of like, if you think about it, the X-Men outfits are kind of wonky as far as they're all
so are
very,
black leather flight very, suits.
Very, yeah, but at least like if they're all part of the same group and they're all part of this, like, I get it why you could reason that they would have matching outfits or, you know, some sort of coordination where in the animated series and in comics, I mean, their color palettes are all
you're
over
dealing
the place.
You're still dealing with mutants, so it like the ridiculousness of it isn't something you should be completely concerned about. You have people leaping around and shooting lightning out of their hands, not using. Put it this way: Negasonic Teenage Warhead from Deadpool. She had in that first movie the best X-Men. Teenage Warhead dead. Well, she had the best X-Men movie costume ever, period, bar none, hands down. It freaking worked. The colors are a lot more muted, of course. I brought up just a Google search for you guys to see that are watching YouTube. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't. But it worked, man. Like, if they had done that in the first movie or in the first X-Men series, it would have been great. Even the second one, where they've actually got the X logo and stuff like that, is more in line with modern comic book movies. But that first outfit, man, it worked perfectly, man. It did. And I don't know why we couldn't have had that from the get-go with the X-Men.
I honestly think they just got really lazy because there's ways you could have incorporated their colors and things like that,
yeah,
with kind of that uniform design. I'm just saying, the reason I was saying that was just kind of like, I'm pretty sure that's kind of what they thought.
I mean, the Dark Phoenix costumes look like trash, man. Yeah.
Dark Phoenix costume should have been pretty elaborate.
Those are so garbage.
Yeah, and I especially think that Wolverine should have stood out quite a bit more, because he's very different than the rest of them. The one I maybe don't agree with is a Cyclops. I don't know why that full blue suit with the yellow. Maybe would have looked a little wonky, but
yeah,
like
you'd have to accent some
Storm, you know, yeah. and you could have, I mean, Beast shouldn't have been a problem, of course. Mystique neither. Magneto's pretty basic. As long as you got the helmet right, I understand what you're saying, and hell, some of the kids should have been wearing because they like awkwardly had suits for everyone when they needed to go out.
Yeah.
It's almost like Batman films where Alfred already had suits for
Alfred
people.
Makes the suit.
I mean, Alfred is pretty freaking handy. So
at the age he was in those movies,
look, man, I've seen grandparents who are a freaking juggernauts.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm not gonna put it past them. I don't know, man. It's really weird, but I don't even know how we got this far into this rabbit hole that I'm thinking about it.
From just like expectations and quality.
Yeah, and the thing is like right now there's like so many other good things that Marvel's becoming less important to me. Like now the Flash movie. Because of the fact they're giving me my Keaton is way more important. The Blue Beetle movie. If you tell me I can pick one of these next upcoming movies to watch, it's going to be The Flash.
Yeah.
Because Michael Keaton's in there. Second to that one is going to be Blue Beetle. And then after that, I'll go Guardians. And then if I had to drop one, it'd be The Marvels. That's just the way it is. And I mean, aren't we supposed to be getting like a Kraven movie or something also?
Is Kraven next year or next year? Madam Web and Kraven, and one is this year and one is next year.
We've heard nothing of anything. I'm more interested in the Barbie movie. Okay,
Madam Web is February of 2024. And Kraven is allegedly October 6, 2023.
Allegedly, yeah.
I will use allegedly until we see a trailer with a release date on it.
Yeah, I mean, you got Indy, you have,
yeah,
I already mentioned Barbie, you have Evil Dead, have, I mean, just so many other movies that are coming out that are, Oppenheimer is another one.
I really want to see that one.
That one has, I mean,
I really want to see that one a lot.
Just really, really good stuff. And you know, I mean, just there's the next Marvel movie, guys. Just go and consume it. And like, and it's not even that they're not putting effort into it. It's just that they have so many projects that they can't put the same love and care in it.
Yeah.
But I can't excuse that either. That's not an excuse because the writing hasn't been great.
Yeah, absolutely. So, looking at you, Taika, even though it doesn't really seem like much.
Like, Taika's written so good when he's not doing Marvel or Star Wars. Like, he has
His direction of his Star Wars episode in season one was phenomenal, man.
It was.
He directed the finale. But he has someone else doing writing and someone else doing producing and there's some handling in his work on
Star Wars. You know where he wasn't handled?
He was not handled on Love and Thunder at all. Not handled at all.
And you could tell. It's like,
you need to manhandle that guy. I mean, straight up, full on, like, bear hug him into doing a more coherent job. So many missed opportunities on Love and Thunder, wasted. Christian Bale,
absolutely,
wasted him. He had one great scene in the cage with the kids, man. He was frightening. He was channeling that like American psycho type level of dementedness, even relishing in the fear and terror. And then that was it.
No gods killed.
No god. You saw like a god corpse.
I mean,
and then they talked about it. And then they talked about it. Yeah. Awful. Awful. Waste. Anyways, I had one last question before we wrap it up, actually.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity. I was looking at the top, and I made this a poll on the Genreverse YouTube channel's community page. So if you want to vote in this poll, come and check it out. It's right here. But looking at the top 10 grossing films in Japan, and this is going to be in billions of yen, I was wondering what people thought about what the Super Mario Brothers movie will make. So, Manny, I'll say this. Demon Slayer is the number one money-making movie in Japan by 9 billion yen over number two. It's Demon Slayer, the movie Mugen Train. Number two was Spirited Away at 31 billion. Titanic at 26. Frozen at 25. And Your Name at 25. Number 10 is Bayside Shakedown 2 at 17. So top 10 movies range from 17 to 40 billion yen, with the top 5 ranging 25 to 40 billion yen. How much do you think Mario makes in Japan, Manny?
I think it'll pass Titanic, at least. It seems that that'd be a close enough number.
25 to 30, somewhere in that, yeah, that range? Okay. Yeah. The poll.
Do they have? Do they have the theaters open and everything?
yeah. Everything's okay. Open. And the people, even tourists are flocked back. So, right now, and let me change that for you guys. See better. Right now on the poll, only got 43 votes. It's been up for 49 minutes. Below 15 billion yen, 21% votes. 15 to 25 at 35% votes. Only 12% think it will break 40 billion, becoming, you know, potentially the highest grossing. So the 25 to 35 at 16%, and that's kind of where you're falling in. I myself am optimistic, man. I think this might really blow people out of the water and be a top three film somewhere 35 to 40 billion yen. The video game aspect of it is kind of iffy. But the opening of tourists means there's more people in Japan right now than there was, you know, a year ago, 6 months ago. And people looking for something to do on their, you know, random Wednesday night, they're still there. Why not go see, you know, one of Japan's icons, Mario, in Japan? I could see that being a thing to even bolster sales in Japan, which I think are just going to be good.
Out of
in
all
general,
the things you can do in Japan is go watch the Mario movie.
You don't get, it's like a, I'm trying to approach it from that like super fan of Japan, not like your average tourist. I'm saying it's not like, that's not the million, 100, you know, that's not a 10 billion yen thing. I'm saying that counts. That matters. I think this movie does really super well. I think it's super popular. It's iconic. It's animated. It's not anime, but Frozen made 25 billion yen. So
that's basically,
yeah,
where I'm at. I think you could pass Frozen, and if Titanic's only like a million more than that,
yeah,
then
billion.
I think I could surprass that.
So yeah, top three, but I think it'll be higher than you. But yeah, top three. We'll see. We'll see. Let us know what you guys think in the poll there on the YouTube channel. And while you're on that YouTube channel, check out some of the other things. Podcasts, our playlists are one of the best ways to consume our content. You have the podcasts themselves, like Breaking Geek Radio, The Cantina, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, AVR. You have our anime reactions have their whole own section, alphabetical order anime reviews, the Marvel reviews, so on and so on. So that's a really good way to consume our videos if you are into podcasts, audio format. There you go. If it's not a reaction video, it goes up in audio format. So Spotify, Apple, Amazon, any of those will work. And of course, LRM Online. Pretty dark in that. LRMonline.com every day for all written news needs, opinions, celebrity interviews, written reviews, and more. Manny, anything for the good people before I click the outro button?
Look out for the Max announcement. I think it's happened. There's rumor to happen today.
Max announcement? Oh, the name change. The name change.
HBO Max and Discovery are finally going to merge.
All right, guys.
According to New York Times.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.